This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A number of national mental health organizations, they've issued warnings about a new Netflix movie that's about to be released this week called To the Bone. It centers on a young woman living with anorexia nervosa.
All right, ready? $2.80 for the pork, $3.50 for the buttered noodles, $1.50 for the roll, and $75 for butter.
It's like you have calorie Asperger's.
That's not breakfast. Neither is coffee.
Do a lot of sit-ups. I'm not going to treat you if you aren't interested in living.
Good speech.
Well, joining us this morning is Christine Morgan, CEO of the Butterfly Foundation. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Christine, it's obvious from the trailer that this is going to be a very confronting film for some. What are the concerns around this movie for people living with an eating disorder?
Our concerns really hit just on what you just said there, which is that one of the aspects of an eating disorder is that there is a serious risk of somebody copycatting behaviour. So they may feel as though they, in inverted commas, need to do the eating disorder better. So they can sometimes be triggered by really graphic or quite what we call definitive kind of things to actually try and copycat those behaviours. So that's our real concern, that somebody with an eating disorder could be triggered into doing copycat behaviour. Somebody who's vulnerable to an eating disorder but hasn't yet tipped in may also be triggered. So that's our primary concern.
Christine, as you mentioned, the graphic nature of it there, this film's been compared to 13 Reasons Why, which was slammed for its graphic portrayal of teen suicide. But it seems that both films sparked a lot of important conversation too. Do you think there's some value in a film like To the Bone?
I think you've hit on the important nuancing, and I think it's right. I think that if we, the statistic is that we have 4% of Australians with an eating disorder, that's about 1 million people, and less than 25% are in treatment because they feel so ashamed of what they're going through. So to get those stigma rates down, we absolutely have to raise awareness, and you can't raise awareness without talking about just how, like, it's a living hell for somebody with an eating disorder. So you've got to kind of have that conversation and at the same time try and protect those who are vulnerable from being triggered, which is why we say let's put some warnings around the film and let's give them a place to go to for help.
Yeah, on that, just the encouragement for parents to have that conversation, to sit down and watch the film with their kids. I reckon that would be a very challenging conversation if you're not well-resourced or equipped. You know, is there advice that you're wanting to suggest for parents or specific questions they should be asking or just resources that they can find that will help them be prepared for those conversations?
For sure. So in terms of resources, go to our website and we can give them some help on that. And we've also got the National Helpline, which is there, not just for people who are suffering, but for parents, for friends, for health professionals. So they can go and do that. The main thing with the question, with the conversation, is for parents to realise that an eating disorder, whether it's anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, or binge eating disorder, is a very serious mental, we call it in fact a neuropsychiatric disorder. So when they're having that conversation with a young person, it's not about the eating and the disordered eating. That's just the symptom that presents. If one of their young people is really concerned about it, it actually does need help because it's a mental illness.
Well, To the Bone is going to be released on July 14. We won't really know whether it's a constructive representation of eating disorders until then, but as you mentioned, guidelines are available from the Butterfly Foundation to help viewers prepare for its release. Christine, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
If you or anyone you know is experiencing an eating disorder or body image concerns, you can call the Butterfly Foundation's National Helpline on 1-800-334-673.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.